WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. As we approach the dog days of summer, Maureen Carrigan has a review of a book and a movie with two new canine heroes.
I'm a sucker for movies about giant furry animals who rescue people. By now, I've watched Mighty Joe Young at least 7 times. So this past week, when I visited my niece and nephew, ages 4 and 5, I used them as cover to go see the new doggy story, Beethoven. The movie was a delight, the car ride home a horror. Over and over, I heard, "Can we get a puppy, please? Pretty please?" The kids made Beethoven the dog look even more lovable. In the movie, he barks, sometimes he growls, but he never, ever whines. Beethoven is a 160-pound St. Bernard with the most baleful brown eyes, who stars in the movie that's being touted as this summer's Home Alone on 4 paws. Beethoven the dog foils a puppy napping ring run by an evil veterinarian who's played by Dean Jones. But the movie Beethoven often strays from its action-adventure plot to gnaw on a juicier bone of contention these days, the American family. Beethoven's canine cure for the dysfunctional human family he lives with is to convince the mom that it's natural for her to stay at home with her litter, and to train the dad, played by Charles Grodin, to be top dog around his house. You see, Beethoven is a rather patriarchal pooch. In fact, he and Dan Quayle share similar views on family life. Like Quayle, Beethoven believes that healthy families must have strong fathers. The minute Charles Grodin snarls, lifts his hind leg in the air, and marks his territory, his dysfunctional family recovers and becomes affectionate and frisky. I give the movie Beethoven 4 liver snaps out of a possible 5. Its star is a pedigree act, but its politics belong in the pound. Now, the dog who really makes my tail wag is Maxie, the hero of the 2 Taxi Dog books. They're supposed to be for kids, but I've kept the copies I originally bought as birthday presents. Maxie is a big, smiling mutt who rides with his human pal Jim in a yellow checkered cab. He also has a very fetching way with a rhyme. Here's how Maxie introduces himself. Jim drives a big taxi, and I'm his dog, Maxie. Each morning, we rise with the sun. We greet our boss, Lou, have a biscuit or two, then set out to make our first run. Maxie works like a dog. He's out there every day battling city traffic and entertaining passengers. In the latest book, Maxie the Hero, he even nabs a purse snatcher. The Taxi Dog books are illustrated with golden, Edward Hopper-like pictures of brownstones, hot dog stands, and elevated subway trains. They celebrate work, the diversity of city life, and the wonderful surprises it still contains. But best of all, the partnership of Jim and Maxie shows that loving families come in all shapes and collar sizes. Both Beethoven and Maxie are irresistible, and I doubt if kids care about or even pick up on their different political messages. But as an adult Bowser buff, I'd rather ride along with Maxie than watch Beethoven's reactionary shaggy dog story any day.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.